What got you involved the first time around? That's almost the entire time. I mean, I think it's, I forget how many years exactly, but that's almost the whole time that it's been in existence. What prompted you to get involved? I know you work at Icicle.
Yeah. Well, the initial reason was my son, Mark, he was excited about it. And because it was a race, and so we wanted to win the race, and that was the main reason that we got into this, basically.
So you've seen it change over the years from kind of a speed race more to a contest of costumes and trophies for the races, but more of a focus on the costumes. And what do you think about the change there?
That's a great change. It's an incentive for kids to come up with a cool idea, and some creative things happen out there, you know.
Well, tell me about some of the ideas that you guys have come up with over the years. I remember some of them. I've interviewed, I think, all of your kids throughout the years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were a black cod, a sea monster, and Seahawk, and other things. But our primary concept now is to try to keep the driver dry. So with Jeremy now, the last three carts we made, basically it's been a Seahawk, an eel, and this one's going to be a seagull. Well, he's basically inside a fully enclosed capsule, and he's dry and warm, and we're all miserable. But you got to come up with something cool and then make it into something that rolls on wheels.
You're a busy guy at work. I've been trying to get in touch with you. You've been working like 12-hour shifts and then going and working on this cart with your kid.
Yes.
So obviously you could be a busy person and do this, it seems like, and then a lot of people are able to do it. What makes you want to put in that extra work?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but you know, if you just do an hour or a half hour a night over the course of a couple of weeks, you got something pretty cool, and it's just a chance to have a family project. You know, Melva, my wife, she's been working on it diligently, and Jeremy's come up with some cool ideas, and we're almost done with it. But it just takes a little bit. You know, sometimes Jeremy can't be there, sometimes Melva can't be there. Seems like Dad's there a little too much, but anyway, it's just all a family thing, and it's kind of fun, actually.
And also, I know PFI gives help each year with people who want to, for welding and stuff. You're one of the people that helps people weld their carts and stuff?
Well, you know, there was like 4 years in the middle there where I loaned the cart out, and I was helping like Walt Furnell, his son, Teddy Furnell, for a couple of years, and then Judy Janke, Daniel Cardenas, her son, for the other 2 years, and I would be helping them, but we do have an open shop day, and people come in and request things to be done, and we get them started, and then they can take it from there, basically.
I have to ask you about your cart design. People may not know that you guys have won one of the prizes, whether it's speed or costume or whatever. Right. I think every year, tell me if I'm wrong, but
yeah, the 10 years we've won 11 trophies. Most of them for speed. We've won first in speed 5 times out of those 10 years. So it's, and you know, we have got some design trophies too. We got a first in design and a third in design. And we're you know, you try to do good in all the categories. And the older the kids get, they may or may not want to use costumes. But I don't know. It's just all good. No, it's all fun. So.